Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Another day, another higher-up in the Adams administration steps down, this time schools chancellor David Banks, who will leave that post at the end of the year, but had only this to say last night.
Hey guys, listen, we'll see you tomorrow. We've got a big press conference tomorrow in the Bronx. Looking forward to it. You're going to hear everything that's going on tomorrow.
Well, that's coming up at 12:30 this afternoon at the Bronx School for Law, Government, and Justice. Multiple reports say the mayor has chosen Deputy Chancellor Melissa Aviles-Ramos as Banks' replacement. The announcement comes as Banks was among those to have their phones seized by the feds. Currently, no member of the Adams administration has been charged with any wrongdoing. At his weekly Q&A, the mayor was grilled on that and the latest revelation that the FBI is looking to ties between his 2021 campaign and at least half a dozen foreign countries.
Mayor Adams says he's never been to Uzbekistan, as prosecutors are reported to have issued subpoenas regarding his dealings with six countries.
Qatar and Israel. Both of them went through the necessary COIB approval.
That's Conflict of Interest Board approved, with investigations swirling around top administrators and commissioners resigning. He was asked if government can still work.
We are constantly bringing in new people, so let's not give the image that all of a sudden you have people saying, hey, I don't want to be in city government.
The mayor says he has a deep bench. At City Hall, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The MTA board meets today, and while congestion pricing is still on pause, it remains top of mind for many. In fact, there will be a rally for it today. Let's get more from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, happening before the board meeting, the Riders Alliance will take part 3 months into the congestion pause. They're telling me that hundreds of millions of dollars of transit improvements have been lost. I also spoke with Elizabeth Adams with Transportation Alternatives. Now, I asked her, would they support a tolling fee less than the $15 as a compromise to get the plan unpaused? And they say no.
The $15 was negotiated after multiple years. We don't want to go through those negotiations again. It's time to just get it started. We want the program that was...
So what are the people saying? I asked this guy, would you pay a lesser toll as a compromise?
I want it to be zero. Plain and simple, I pay enough to go to the city, no matter how you look at it.
I think most people from Jersey do feel that way, but I mean, are you willing to at least help them? $3, $4?
No, I'm willing to give them nothing.
He says. Now, the MTA, I asked them about this as well, and their comment to 1010 Winds in part, they're saying they will not comment on speculation about how congestion pricing will be unpaused. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Lower Manhattan.
President Biden still in town taking part in meetings at the UN General Assembly. Today, he's also expected to announce another $375 million in security assistance for Ukraine. Although what Volodymyr Zelensky is really looking for is permission to use U.S.-made weapons on Russian soil. For his part, the Ukrainian president will present what he calls a victory plan to the White House that reportedly includes a guarantee from NATO that Ukraine would become a member. Later this morning, Zelensky will address the General Assembly. After President Biden's big speech at the UN Tuesday, today...
The sitting president of the United States, Joe Biden, will be live on The View.
He's been on the ABC talk show before, 10 times, in fact.
I hope he's proud of me. I hope he's proud.
That was from 2019, when the then vice president got emotional talking about his late son, Beau. Today's appearance is the first time a sitting president has ever done a live segment on the show. He'll talk about his administration's accomplishments, the state of the 2024 presidential election, and his thoughts as we get closer to November 5th.
That's correspondent Stacey Lynn. 32 people were arrested during protesting last night over the UN General Assembly. This was mostly over the Israel-Hamas war. A New York City cop treated at Bellevue after being injured while trying to restrain a suspect. This happened on 3rd Avenue and 20th Street in Manhattan, where a guy was allegedly trying to attack another man, and the officer ended up slashed across the forehead as he tried to stop him. The suspect was arrested, but charges are still pending. The officer is expected to recover. Well, first, everyone had 212, then they added 718, then 917, 347, and 929. Well, now get ready, people, because a new area code may be coming to parts of the Big Apple. That's because they're going to run out of the current numbers by the end of 2026. And so, says Heidi Wayman of the North American Number Planning Administrator.
Once the assignable numbers are exhausted, assignments would start to be made out of the new area code that's assigned. And if you were to maybe move into the area or you get a new line and you go to your provider and they don't have any available telephone numbers in an area code, you may get assigned the new area code.
I have a 212 number that I am taking with me to the grave. No word yet what the new three digits will be. The New York State Public Service Commission plans to hold two virtual public hearings next month to get some input. It's Wednesday, and that means it's another round of voting in the race for honorary dog mayor of New York City. We're in the semifinal rounds with Mello the Samoyed facing off against Simon the Basset Cattle Dog. Voting happens in polls on Instagram stories, Facebook, and X at Dog Mayor NYC. So bark the vote. And we'll have the results tomorrow. So do you believe in love at first sight? Well, when it comes to our pets, absolutely. A survey of 2,000 dog owners who are also in serious relationships with a human found that 80% had an immediate connection with their pooch compared to 69% who had the same with their partner. The study was done by Talker Research for The Honest Kitchen. 83% said pet ownership experience is even better than expected. 1010 Win Sports. The champagne is still on ice at Yankee Stadium while the Mets didn't do themselves any favors.
And Susan, the Yankee captain, did his part last night.
Swung on, there it goes. Deep left field, it is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a Judgian blast. Aaron Judge hits number 56.
John Sterling back in the booth on the fan. Yanks, though, lost to the Orioles 5-3, so the magic number for the division still won, and Baltimore clinched at least a wild card. Meantime, the Mets, a 5-1 loss in Atlanta, where Brandon Nimmo understands Mets fans might be thinking it's 2022 all over again.
We have a few of the same, but this is a completely different team, completely different people pitching. It's just, they're a good team.
Braves just one game back of the Mets, who did get help with Arizona losing and are still half a game up for wild card number two. Mark Renee, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM.
All right, more of Sue's Animal News this morning. Look for the Bronx Zoo in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. Yeah, for the first time in the history of the annual extravaganza, the zoo will be represented in a new float called the Wondrous World of Wildlife. It's to help celebrate the zoo's 125th anniversary. It'll pay tribute to several of the zoo's exhibits, including the African savanna and rainforest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.